I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of Mr. Debating Society with Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales. My observation, everything in Australia is exotic and will try to kill you eventually. Now, we're going to look for snakes. Where would you look for snakes when it's cold outside? Someplace warm, and it's wintertime in Australia. Where would you look for an eastern brown snake? You wouldn't. You don't want to find one, but there it is. Jeremy, where was this eastern brown snake, and what did they do about it? Good day to you.
Well, John, this eastern brown snake was a bit of a surprise. This eastern brown snake was found in Canberra, one of the coldest states and territories here in Australia right now, was found underneath a wheelie bin, a plastic trash can, in a Canberra school. Now, this is a very, very unusual insofar as, one, it is extremely cold, which means this eastern brown snake had to make its way to being under that wheelie bin at some time during the minus sub-freezing temperatures there in Canberra. But at the same time, too, as you can imagine, a plastic wheelie bin is probably not the most warm place for a snake to go, because plastic doesn't really draw in the heat of the day as much as, say, metal or wood does, which is typically where you'll find brown snakes hiding this time of year. They'll tend to hibernate under anything that's wooden, or especially any low growth and underbrush. But John, that's what happened this week. We had an eastern brown snake found in a Canberra school in a wheelie bin, or under a wheelie bin. And the most unique thing about all of this too, or the most interesting part too, it has happened while the school is actually on school holidays, because like here in New South Wales, Canberra does have school holidays, which means it's happened at a time when there was no one around. So I dare say what's happened is this snake has in some way been living at the school, probably during the school term when all the kids were around, but took its opportunity to find a new home while there was nobody around. But luckily, there was a groundskeeper there that actually managed to, probably not good for him, but he moved the wheelie bin, found the snake, and they were able to get a snake catcher there ASAP to remove it. But honestly, John, as I mentioned last week, we're still getting snake sightings all up and down the East Coast, which is just so unusual for this time of year. But I'm glad this one's ended happily and before all the kids got back to school next week.
There's video of the snake catcher. What a surprise. No gloves, short sleeve shirt. At least he had long pants on. That's an improvement over summertime. But he had to have a style. He's got the hook. He's got the bag. He moves towards the eastern brown snake just as if they were friends, which they are, because he's not going to hurt the snake. I don't know if the snake cares, because when it gets frightened, it's got a very, very strong venom. And he picks it up with his hook, puts it in the bag, holds it up. Jeremy, he's a showman. All these snake catchers are showmen. And that's okay. I guess it calms people down after being freaked out. What are we going to do? If I saw an eastern brown snake in this room, I'm not going to sign off, Jeremy. You're just not going to hear from me.
That's right, John. Actually, hit on a really interesting point there that we haven't discussed, that they are showmen. They really are. But a big part of why they're showmen and why they act so casual is, as you can imagine, if a snake's found, there's an audience. There's certainly the person that found it. They probably called their friends over, and there's people watching. And the last thing you probably want, especially with an eastern brown snake, is for that entire audience to suddenly become very, I guess, excited and make a lot of noise and get scared and get, I guess, very energetic just as you're trying to deal with this brown snake. So I think a lot of this showmanship, especially in this case, is all about not only keeping the snake calm, but also keeping the audience calm at the same time. And the great thing is too, I think, working in the wintertime, I mean, apart from the fact that, it's not the heat of the sun, the snakes are a lot slower too, because they need warmth in their body. So this brown snake was much more docile than it would have been during a nice warm day when it probably had all this energy there too. But I also should point out too, this snake catcher, the bravado takes over, I guess, in some way his health, because it was incredibly cold there in Canberra when this happened, and he's there in short sleeves. So, I mean, I guess that's another indictment of the toughness of these snake catchers, able to sort of go there in short sleeves and near freezing temperatures. But honestly, Joe, it is a really big show, but I think that is a big part of what they have to do to keep everybody calm at the most critical times when they're pulling these snakes out. And honestly, they do it so well, it makes for magnificent videos, and I'm just glad they do it.
Now, Jeremy, is it part of their protocol that they go searching for a nest after they find an eastern brown?
They certainly do. They certainly do. They typically look for a nest, or they typically look for the other snakes in the family, because eastern browns and nearly all the venomous snakes here in Australia are so territorial that they will live and die within around about the 1 mile that they're born in. So what happens is you'll have families of snakes. That one brown snake almost certainly has other either offsprings or other family members somewhere around that school, or at least around that neighborhood. So they always do a precautionary search. Often they'll look for telltale signs such as other snake skins, or you can see snake feces apparently is quite observant to them. But they definitely do a check afterwards. So once the snake goes in the bag, the snake catcher's job isn't over. In fact, they'll stick around for a half hour to an hour, I've seen in the local area here, where they will just make sure that there is no other signs of any other snakes.
What happens to the snake? I know he's not hurt, but where do they take the snake?
Yeah, the snakes are always released into appropriately authorized areas, which are typically bushland, around about at least 10 kilometers from where they found it. So there's designated areas. And the reason they do it 10 kilometers away is because of that territorial nature of these snakes. Within 10 kilometers, snakes can actually find their way back to their home. They're actually very, very smart and have a unique sense of navigation. So outside 10 kilometers, they'll drop the snake off. Being Canberra in this case, there is so much bushland around. I suspect there are lots and lots of areas where this snake was dropped off. So it's currently living a happy new life, probably in a better place, better part of Canberra, where it's got a lot of bushland and a lot of snake friends. But these snakes are always released, and basically into areas where they can thrive.
And Eastern Brown is not unusual in the area where the school is. They've seen him before.
No, that's right. The Eastern Brown is very much common in Canberra. It's certainly just like the other tiger snake and also the red-bellied black. So exactly what we get here up in Sydney is very much the same as Canberra. And Canberra, I think, does tend to get a lot more snake sightings than we do here in southern Sydney, because they have a lot more bushland than grassland on their doorstep. So a lot more areas where snakes are traversing. And I think in this case, it just happened to be because the snake was able to move under the wheelie bin because it was school holidays. It's probably been living nearby in some bushland anyway for most of the school term, but that's why it was actually found. So this is a pretty common thing for Canberra to get a Great Eastern.
And Jeremy, the school was out at the time, so when they come back, they're going to continue to look for Eastern Brown. However, Australian moms are tough, right? They're going to continue to send their children to the school, even though I'm not entirely sure that the mothers here in America would send their children to that school until there was guaranteed that they'd gotten them all.
No, that's exactly right. And in fact, it's funny you mentioned that, because even with our own daughter, we've had a tiger snake, and we've had to teach her that basically, it's going to happen. We just teach our daughter, look but don't touch. And that's pretty much the most sage advice. But it will never stop us sending her to school. And it's certainly in Canberra, all the kids will go to school with a great story. You just have to stop the little buggers from trying to find snakes, because, kids being kids, they're adventurous. They'll probably try and look for brown snakes, at least for the little while. So, yep, all the mums and dads out there are probably having a stern word to their kids right now. If you go back to school there in Canberra, look but don't touch. Sure as billy, don't pick it up.
Let me guess. Melodrama in England over cricket. Well, what a surprise when we come back. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. We're headed to England, where they have a teensy problem. It's called drinking. I'm John Batchelor.